Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Worldwide changes to the WWE Network coming up, plus an injured Raw star makes their in-ring return, and ow, my hole! For Tuesday, February the 9th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Thousands of amazing stories are at your fingertips for your ears with Audible. Go to cultaholic.com/audible right now and choose a free wrestling audiobook on us when you subscribe to audio for a 30-day free trial. Find out more at cultaholic.com/audible.
Are you ready to go?
Are you ready?
Ready for this, Spatter?
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
Get the hell, yeah!
So massive changes to the WWE Network are coming in the States. We know that much. WWE signing a lucrative deal with Peacock and NBC Universal. So the network is going to move over to Peacock in America as of March. Now, what does this mean for the rest of the world? Well, we were told initially that there was going to be no changes to the current setup for international viewers. That's not so much the case now. WWE President and Chief Revenue Officer Nick Khan has confirmed that WWE are looking to strike deals like the one they've struck with Peacock on all markets around the world. So he says, quote, with the Peacock deal closed domestically, our focus now shifts to international markets. In addition to distributing our great domestic content internationally, our focus is also to develop content that is specifically targeted to fans in certain international territories. This means that we'll see some changes, no doubt, in the next month or so, maybe a bit longer, to the WWE Network where you get it from. Here in the UK and across Ireland, currently WWE has a deal with BT Sport following the end of their long-standing deal with Sky Sports. Now, currently, you can watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, NXT UK, all live through BT Sports for £25 a month. Do not be surprised if we see that Peacock deal replicated with BT Sport here in the UK. I'd be shocked if it didn't go that way. But it is certainly one that we will be keeping an eye on here at Cultaholic and online at cultaholic.com. Nick Khan has been talking a lot over the last few days. Following the investors call on Thursday, he was speaking to Forbes about company strategy going forward. And he doubled down on the comments that he made about how there are no less eyeballs on the WWE product these days, despite ratings being down. On the changing habits of audiences, Nick Khan said to Forbes, in all my time in LA, I watched every episode of SmackDown live on the app. So my viewership, your viewership, isn't counted in the ratings via the app. So it's not simply, hey, there's a departure, people are watching on YouTube or Facebook, etc. People are watching the direct-to-consumer product, which only Fox knows how many folks are actually watching. Fox seems quite pleased with us with the overall viewership, though. On the subject of creating lifetime WWE fans, Khan said, we're in the process now of developing a number of different animated properties, some with the desired demographic of 2 to 6 years old. So the thought is to get kids in young. We're also reevaluating our entire gaming strategy. So I'm not convinced there are a group of 15-year-olds watching linear television who just don't happen to be watching us. They're finding our content elsewhere, and we have to get to them before they're even 15 to make sure we have a chance to win over new fans. So when the other fans start to phase out and get older, we're always having a new population coming in. A very aggressive campaign for lifetime WWE fans from Nick Khan. He also talks about working with more musicians, namely more stuff with Bad Bunny and Cardi B. Cardi B was involved in some social media stuff with WWE following Raw Legends Night, some back and forth with some of the wrestlers and some of the talent. And Nick Khan says, obviously there's no touring right now, so the ability to get Bad Bunny for however long this run is going to be, I don't believe would have existed in a world where Bad Bunny was on tour. That's going to be a continual effort. We're always going to want Bad Bunny and Cardi B to get involved. He does say as well, we'll be seeing a lot of Bad Bunny since it's looking as if he's going to be getting a WrestleMania match in April. Hopefully we will see a lot of him. I've really enjoyed some of his work, by the way. I think as an outsider, I think he's grabbed it quite well. He's inspired a little Bow Wow, who put out a tweet to say that when he's done making records, he wants to win a WWE championship. Go on, lad. Hey, talking of WrestleMania, a staple of WrestleMania is sometimes the events that go on in the week of the show. We said last year when WrestleMania got cancelled, it's like the Fringe Festival of Wrestling being cancelled because all these other events around it got knocked on the head too. A big part of the schedule for last year's WrestleMania was set to be Game Changer Wrestling's The Collective, a whole series of specialist wrestling shows that ran in the week of WrestleMania. They all got cancelled as WrestleMania at Raymond James got shut down. They ran the shows as a weekender back in October. They have announced via Fightful, have GCW, that The Collective Remix will run from April the 8th to April the 10th at the Cuban Club in Ybor City, Florida, in the week of WrestleMania. They'll be streaming live on Fight and tickets go on sale this Friday. If you had a ticket for The Collective last year, you have until Thursday to redeem credit to come to this one, or you can let it roll over to future events. Already announced for The Collective Remix, we will see Joey Janela's Spring Break, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, Effie's Big Gay Brunch, and For the Culture. There'll be some new events as well, including the Acid Cup, which is celebrating the life of Trent Acid. And Alex Colon is presenting an event called Planet Death. Should be an intriguing week of wrestling heading into WrestleMania. Monday Night Raw last night, we saw the return in-ring of Kofi Kingston. First time we've seen him wrestling for some time since he broke his jaw. Missed the Royal Rumble as a result of that one. Good to see him back in ring tonight, teaming up with Xavier Woods to take on T-Bart and Slapjack of Retribution. Also on Monday Night Raw last night, we had some big matches made for the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view in 2 weeks' time. Drew McIntyre is going to be defending the WWE Championship against Sheamus, as well as Randy Orton, The Miz, Jeff Hardy and AJ Styles inside the Elimination Chamber. Also, Asuka will defend the Raw Women's title against Lacey Evans, and Lashley will defend the US title against both Riddle and Keith Lee. So in 2 weeks' time, Elimination Chamber shaping up already to be a fairly big show for the company. Also last night on Monday Night Raw, that was the moment that Nia Jax missed a leg drop on the apron and screamed out in pain at her butt and her hole. An event that trended on Twitter following the table match that she had against Lana. Also, Miro tweeted during the match saying, Nia finally got the push that she deserved. Way to go, wife, at Lana WWE. Oh, my hole. If we end on anything today, it should be, oh, my hole. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, check out our new list of 10 wrestlers that surprisingly beat The Undertaker. Not many people make that prestigious list, and there are some shocking names in there. You'll have to check out the list for yourself. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic tonight. Andrew in for Adam Pacitti on our Tuesday night stream. Hopefully, he'll be putting together at least 3 or 4 pieces of genuine Lego one would hope. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review back after a week off last week. Myself and Matthew Gregg watching every episode of SmackDown from the very beginning to either its bitter end or mine. And at Cultaholic.com right now, check out more details on the big news today that WWE Network are going to be making worldwide changes very, very soon. We'll have more on that at Cultaholic.com. Plus, we celebrated the Big Show's birthday yesterday with the top 10 turns of the Big Show. How he whittled it down to 10, I have no idea. Have yourself a great day. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Stay safe and love and bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.